Okay, good afternoon, class. Well, lecture will be on particular occasion at Cheetah Seekers. Now we have about studies universe Cheetah Seekers, Sabha Sadharana Cheetah Seekers. Altogether seven, Pasa, Vedana, Sanya, Chetana, Ekakata, Chivitendriya, and Manasikara. These seven types of mental property, mental factors associated with all chetas. Whenever cheta arises, they arise together with the chetas. Okay? They cannot be separated from chetas. They associated with all chetas, even mecha cheta and flat chetas, the highest, the lowest evil mind, evil chetas, akusala cheta, kusala cheta, vipaka cheta, kriya cheta, all chetas. Okay? Whenever cheta arises, these seven mental factors arises. They are inseparable from chetas. So now we should study about particular or occasional. Abhidhammata Sangha has named these six types of chetasikas are Bhagyaneka. Bhagyaneka. Okay? Bhagyaneka means mixing the translations of particular and occasional, two translations. Bhagyaneka. This is the text Abhidhammata Sangha is named these. All right, yes. Okay. Okay, Bhagyaneka. Literally means Bhagyaneka means mixing. Mix. Yeah. Mix with evil or good. Mix both sides. But not like a universal. Universals are also associated with all chetas, but they are some associations in different ways. Different ways. For example, 106, the associated cheta is not associated cheta is not the same. In different ways, they are particular. Therefore, they say particular or occasional, not universal. So particular in yasmana that associated with some of the chetas is further subdivided into six. Do you remember I gave the diagrams? Yes. First circle, second circle, third circle. Okay? These are occasional. Vitaka, vichara, adimokha, viriya, piti, chanda. Okay, these are technical terms first. You should try to familiar with these terms first. Okay? Vitaka, vichara. It's very beautiful words, aren't they? Vitaka, vichara, adimokha, viriya, piti, chanda. Altogether six. So the meaning is given, there's a translation, just a translation. After that, I will explain one after the other as a literal meaning. Vidyaka means any shared application. Any shared application is vidyaka. Ichara, sustained application. Adimokkha, decision. Viriya, decision. Adimokkha is a decision. Okay? Viriya, effort. Or energy. Some scholars use energy. But effort is better, I think. Because you see, samavayama, right effort. Now right energy. Isn't that? How to translate it? Samavayama? Right effort. No, right energy, yes. But here this is energy. Energy, viriya, vayama is the same. Synonymous terms. Vayama, samavayama. Vayama and viriya, synonymous terms. So, effort. Piti. Joy, zest also. Z-E-S-T, zest. Some scholars use zest. Piti, joy, chanda, willingness, wish to do. Concurrent in willingness or wish to do. Some translate into desires also, but it is confusing more with the lower desires. Okay? Chanda is, that is it. In Buddha's teaching, this is chanda is confusing if you don't know the meaning according to it is contact. But we must study this chanda. Sometimes quite similar to lova, raga, in nature. Okay? But we must understand this chanda. Chanda so is different from lova. Different from lova. We should study this chanda carefully. Now, occasional or particular citta seekers are six vidyaka, vichara, adimokkha, viriya, piti, chanda. Initial application. Vidyaka, according to Venerable Nyanamoli, applying the thought, he translated vidyaka, applying the thought. So there's a translation in different ways. But meanings are the same, I think. Huh? Applying the thought. Vichara, sustained thought. Adimokkha decision the same. Viriya, energy. Piti, zest. Chanda, desire. So different translation. So it's preferred initial application, sustained application, adimokkha decision, viriya, effort, piti, try, chanda, fullness. Intention. So let me explain continuously all 52 type of citta seekers. Okay? But one by one after the other, I will explain in detail. So you can read continuously akusala citta seekers. How many akusala citta seekers? 40. Akusala citta seekers. In English, immoral mental state. Immoral mental state is subdivided into 40. Number one, moha, ahirika, anuttapa, udaccha, lobha, deity, mana, dosa, esa, macharya, kokocha, pina, meda, vichikicca. These are very important to realize because these are like a disease. We should remove these by understanding. So these are evil, evil mental and moral mental states. Moha, ignorance. Ahirika, shamelessness. This is mental shamelessness. Anuttapa, fearlessness, mental fearlessness. Uttaccha, restlessness. Lobha, attachment or craving or greeting. Iti, wrong view. Mana, conceit. Dasa, hatred. Asa, jealousy. Machariya, stinginess. Kukucha, remorse or worry. Kina, sloth. Meda, torpor. Vichikecha, doubt. Okay? First, you should read these. These are immoral mental states. They associate with the akusala. Do you remember my diagrams at the other side? Okay, left side. 40 mental states. Then, to explain association, this is note. Also important, the first four are common to all types of immoral mental state. The first four, moha, ahirika, anuttapa, uddaccha. Okay? The first four. The first four are common to all types of immoral mental state. They associate with all akusala chaitas. Whenever akusala chaita arises, they associate. That is the meaning. Without the moha, no lobha arises, no dosa arises. Okay? Therefore, moha, ahirika, anuttapa, uddaccha are common to all type of immoral mental states. Lobha is common to all attachment-rooted consciousness. How many attachment-rooted consciousness? Eight. Okay? Lobha associated with these eight types of attachment-rooted consciousness. Lobha is a chetasika, okay? Lobha mula chaita is a chaita. Lobha is a common to all attachment-rooted consciousness and deity in mana to some of them. You see, you remember how many attachment rooted consciousness are associated with wrong view. Four. Okay? The other four dissociate from wrong view. Therefore, deity associated with the only four lobha mula chaitas. Mana associated only four. These are without dissociation from round view. Okay? Deity in mana to some of them. The other four, dosa, esa, machariya, kokocha. Okay. Dosa, esa, machariya, kokocha. Are common to all types of hatred rooted consciousness. How many chaitas are hatred rooted consciousness? Two. These are four associated with the, all types of these dosamula chaita, hatred rooted consciousness. They are special. Kina and meta associated with the sum of both attachment rooted and hatred rooted consciousness. Especially, do you remember how many chaitas are asankarika, how many chaitas are sasankarika? In Lobha Mula chaitas, asankarika is 4, sasankarika 4. In Dosa Mula chaita, asankarika 1, sasankarika 1. If it's all together, asankarika is 5, sasankarika is 5. Without a plenitude is 5, with a plenitude is 5. Okay? So Tina Meta associate with the plenitude, chaitas with the plenitude, sasankarika. Because Tina Meta is not activity of mind, it's sloth and torpor. Not only sleepy minds are tinnamedha. Tinnamedha means unwilling to do something. When children practice meditation, such a type of mind arises. When tinnamedha arises at that time, yogi cannot continue to practice meditation, want to stop. That is entirely of tinnamedha. Okay? Unwilling to do. Yes? Fear. Fears are here according to Vidama, it's a dosa. Yeah, rising of dosa is fear. Yeah. Because there is a feeling set. Feeling set means with the dosa mula chaitas. Feeling set. Okay? Dosa is two. Strong dosa and weak dosa. Hatred is strong and weak. Weak fear. Strong is one to commit to others. This is strong. Yeah. Because of these associated with it. Feeling set. Therefore it is a god dosa. Okay? So made Tina and Meda associated with the summer, both attachment rooted and hatred rooted consciousness. Then last one, Vichikecha is associated with the consciousness accompanied by doubt. Only Vichikecha. Okay, especially Vichikecha is the name of Chetasika. Vichikecha Sampayoga is the name of Chetas. Okay? Cheta associated with the Vichikecha. This is delusion rooted consciousness. Mohamula chaita. Yeah. Mohamula is one of two. Vichikecha associated only one. Vichikecha Sambayoga. Okay? So then, now roughly we studied about these 40 immoral mental states. Then, let us move on to the next point. Sovana Chitasika Pandifa. The mental state that is with the virtue is a sovana. With the virtue. Good qualities. What is the meaning of sovana? Beautiful. Okay? Beautiful. Why sovana are beautiful? Because they arise with the good qualities. Okay? Therefore here with the virtues is a sovana. Sovana mental states are 25. They should be classified into four groups. To explain association, it is classified to explain the association. Therefore, it's proven for sovana sadharana. Number one is sovana sadharana. Command to all types of sovana chaita. Probably I will explain sovana chaita means, do you remember karma sovana chaita? How many karma was sovana chaita? To deep full consciousness? 24. Mahakusala? 8. Mahavipaka? 8. Mahakriyas 8, all together, 24 are called Kamavachara Sovana. Then how many Rupavachara Chaita? I did not explain. 15. How many Arupavachara Chaitas? 12. How many Lokottara Chaita? These Chaitas are called Sovana Chaitas. Okay? Sovana Sadharana 40. These are 19. These sovana sadharana 19 are common to all types of sovana chaitas. They associate with all sovana chaitas. Do you remember? So, repeat it again. Sovana Chaita. Kamavasara Sovana Chaita 24. Rupavachara Chaita 15. Arupavachara Chaita 12. Lokottara Chaita 8. These chaitas are called Sovana Chaita. Okay? Don't confuse the Sovana Chaita and the Sovana Chaitasika. Chaita and Chaitasika is different, okay? Here, number one, Sovana Sadharana. This is Sovana Sadharana, so come on to all types of Sovana Chaita. How many Sovana Chaitas do you remember? 59. Count it again. Enumerate again. Kama Sovana? Kama Vachara Sovana? 24. Rupa Vachara Chaita? 15. Arupa Vachara Chaita? 12. Lokottara Chaita? If you add these numbers, 59. These 59 chaitas are called Sovana Chaitas. Okay? Now, okay? So, these 19 Sovana Sadharana Chaitasika, 19 altogether, we'll explain 19, okay? Chaitasikas are common to all types of Sovana Chaitas. Whenever Sovana Chaita arises, they associate with them. Then, Appamanya. Appamanya, must be like that. Later I will explain the meanings of Appamanya. Appamanya, illimitable, limitless, boundless, immeasurable. Appamanya. Okay? Appamanya chaitasikas are two. Illimitable. Then, panya. You know how to write panya. Okay, with the diacritic marks. Panya. It is wisdom. It's called and Hindu amoha. Amoha, panya are the same. When I explain a Hetu, do you remember how many Hetus according to Vidama? Six, Loba, Dosa, Moha. Then with the negative, Aloba, Adosa, Amoha. Amoha is here, panya. Okay? Amoha and panya, vijja are the same things. But different terms are used. Panya will be explained in deep, especially. So, one by one I explain, only the name and translations. Okay? Sovana Sadharana, 19. There are 19 Sovana mental states, beautiful mental states, that are common to all types of Sovana Chaitas. What are they? Sadda, number one, Sadda, with the law, confidence, Sadda. You have a letter note? Oh. Okay, page number 35. Do you find? Okay, Sadda. Sadda means confidence. Later I will explain, not only confidence are sadda, resolution also sadda, resolution. And vipassana, sadda is called adhimaukha, resolution, resolution, decision, determination. Okay? When sadda becomes strong, it's determined. When vipassana arises, vipassana knowledge arises at that time, great sadda arises together with the vipassana knowledge. That sadda is called a dhimaukha. Not that that Adimokkha. Here is Adimokkha, another Adimokkha also have. Okay? So Satta. Then number two, Sati. Everybody is familiar with the terms of Sati. Isn't that? Mindfulness. Sati, Sati. Mindfulness. Sati Patthana. No? Kaya Nupasana Sati Patthana. Vedana Nupasana Sati Patthana. This is Sati. Only this is Sati is a call, another used in as a other term, Appamada. Appamada also Sati. In Eightfold Noble Path, Sati is used, Samma Sati. Okay? This is Sati, Samma Sati. Right mindfulness. Sada, Sati, Hiri, moral shame. So, is it opposite of Ahirika? Shamelessness. No? Ahirika, opposite of shamelessness. Hiri means mindfulness. Moral shame. Ottapa, moral dread. Moral dread. Aloba, you know the loba. Here, aloba, no attachment. Adosa, no hatred. Tatkara machatata. I explained before dealing with the 10 upekas. Tatkara machatata. This one. Okay? Tatra machadada, equanimity. Tatra machadada, equanimity. Sometimes it is used as a upekha. Tatra machadada. Here, tatra machadada must be round and each one. Spelling is around. Let me write. Tattara Machata Ta. Okay? Tattara Machata Ta. Equanimity. Then number eight, Kaya Pasadhi, Chaita Pasadhi, and do you know the seven factors of enlightenment? Do you know? Pujanga, Pujanga, factors of enlightenment. And Pujanga, Pasadhi Pujanga. These two is Pasadhi Pochanga. Okay? Kaya Pasadhi, tranquility of mental factors. Chaita Pasadhi, yes, not Chaiti, Chaiti, not Chaiti, Chaita. Chaita Pasadhi, tranquility of mind. Here, Kaya is not body. Mental factors are mentioned here, Kaya. Kaya means Chittasika here. Okay? Kaya Pasati, Chaita Pasati. Then Kaya Lahuta, lightness of mental factors. Chaita Lahuta, lightness of mind. Kaya Mututa, liancy of mental factors. Chaita Mututa, liancy of mind. Kaya Kamanyata, adaptability of mental factors. Chaita Kamanyata, adaptability of mind. I think you have a, therefore I read out. Okay? You have the channels. So, Kaya Pagonyata, in this note there are no diacritic marks. Diacritic marks are necessary. Okay? Kaya Pagonyata, proficiency of mental factors. Chitta Pagonyata, proficiency of mind. Kaya Kayu, Kaya Chukata, Kayu Chukata, must be U, U. Instead of A, must be U. Yes, okay. kayu, jukata, retitude of mineral factors. Only one, not two. Kayu, jukata. Uchukata. Uchukata means a straightness of. Okay? Kayu, jukata. I mean K-A-Y-A. Y-A, not Y-A, Y-U. Okay? That's the thing, Y-U. You correct in your note. Kayu, jukata. Chaitu, jukata. Chaita, uchukata. Like that. Gratitude of mind. These 19 are common to all beautiful chaitas. I encourage you all to memorize these technique at times with this translation. If you can memorize, it will be so nice or so easy to explain.